Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So I get this text from Kelly. Oh my God.
Amazing.
Okay, so Todd, listen to this. So I get this text from Kelly. Well, I am the product of an affair. My biological mother told me my father's name, and he had two sons, and I start to look at this text, and I didn't even read the rest of the text, and I go, what?
What is happening?
We need to talk about this. I'm sorry. I'm getting to
right
dinner,
away?
but I'll call you right after. We can talk about it in the morning. I know it's 5 p.m., so you're probably in bed.
I was. I hit the hay early last night.
And I was like, what? And then I was like, I need to read the rest of this text. And I start reading it, and then I look at the text before it and realize this was a message from a listener on our Facebook page about her own thing and has nothing to do with Kelly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my. Okay, hold on. Because I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I thought Kelly's parents were her biological parents. Like, her dad even shares some of the same traits as
exactly.
her. Like, we've talked about that. I'm having this conversation with myself in my head going, wait a minute. Now I feel like a bad friend. Like, how did I not know that Kelly was adopted?
Well, you know. And what a psychopath I would be to just, like, randomly on a Wednesday send you a text being like,
well, that was
hey,
the other weird part.
I'm the
product
of an affair.
Whoa, you just dropped this bomb in my... The reason I responded, I said, we're going to unpack this in the morning, maybe off the air.
And at
that
point...
was your text back?
That was my text back.
Yeah, at that point I realized he thinks this is me. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
But she
like,
didn't clarify
dinner.
Right away. She just kind of went,
She played with it.
She just waited.
Bit.
Yeah.
I was trying to unpack it myself and be like, what is he really talking about? And then I was like, oh my God, it's not me.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, just realized, just read the whole thing. Okay, got it. Facebook message, got it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
I know. I was like, see you
all
in the morning.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Hi to your parents.
Yeah. Yep. I am not the product of an affair. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. No. Now, was this a Facebook message?
Yeah. This is in response to, I don't know, a few days ago we were talking about.
Maybe like, it was ages and the uncle thing. And
yes.
The woman who found out she had half sisters and to dig deeper dated one of their fathers or something. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
So
yeah, it's weird.
So this girl messaged us and she was
okay,
like,
okay, well, here's the message. I am the product of an affair. My biological mother, I was taken away from her and adopted. She had told me my father's name and that he had two sons. One is 6 months older than me, so I knew my half brother's name. They were from Waterville. So my roommate and I were out in the Old Port dancing at the Penguin in the 90s.
Yeah.
Shut up. But did
I'm
I not
sorry.
Say it right?
I'm not saying it.
The Penguin.
Well, that's better, but it definitely they weren't hanging out at the Penguin.
Anyway, she was dancing with some guy and his friend was hanging out. I walked over and asked if she wanted a drink. I was going to the bar. As I walked away, the friend said, I want a piece of that. I came back with drinks in hand. We all started dancing and having fun. This sounds kind of a trashy night. All still innocent at this point. Mm-hmm. Until we decided, okay, no one's saying I want a piece of that is innocent. That's gross. We decided to go to Denny's. Okay. Well, in the back seat of his car with my friend, I asked his name. Long story short, it turns out he was my brother. Mm-hmm. I ended up telling him the story. In a drunken state, he didn't believe me. We did end up talking, met up for lunch, met the other brother. To this day, he doesn't believe me saying his father would never cheat on their mother. See, this is so convoluted.
So did they almost hook up?
So they
I
almost
they
she almost
have.
Hooked up with her brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Maine is so small, first of all, for that to possibly happen.
I know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I would be mortified.
And they don't even live. One is in New York now. The brothers are now out of state. One is in New York. One is in California.
I wonder how she put two and two together in the moment.
I know.
While hammered
Especially,
after the Penguin.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But imagine being in that situation. We had a, I don't remember if it was a local thing or if it was someone in another state where they realized they were siblings before they were going to get married or they got
married.
It was,
I recall something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was something
I don't think
really
it was here.
Crazy. No,
it was probably
I think
Florida.
It was out of probably. Yeah. Florida. But it created, they weren't, blood siblings.
No.
But they still were siblings. Not related by blood. It was completely two different, you know, sides, but they were like half and half, you know, but not blood. And it was this question, oh my God, do we stay together? You know, just a bizarre bizarre thing, but yeah. I don't know. Is that something that happens? Did anyone almost... Like, okay, here's a question.
It would have been legal, right?
This is a
had
question.
They got together.
If we reached farther into northern Maine, I would ask this question and expect phone calls. Anyone almost fall for someone who turned out to be family?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I mean, I can't imagine we're going to get, you know, like a lot of calls on this because, you know, but then again, every time I say that, I'm like, what? Like...
I mean, it's definitely possible, right? I mean, it's possible that that could happen.
Well, you can't help who you fall in love with.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't sometimes.
Oh, yes. But and then you find something out and you're like, whoa.
Well, what happened? Yeah, how'd that happen? Oh,
okay, 79 Coast, if you have a story. 792, I know Todd's got to go on TV, but Todd, I'll text you and be like, get back on the radio.